There are more coronavirus cases here in the U.S. now than any country in the world. But to the south in Mexico, the outbreak is nowhere near as bad, at least not yet. Joining us now from Mexico City is NPR's Carrie Kahn. Carrie, first of all, tell us more about the situation there. Is the number of infections in Mexico accelerating?
It is. In the last couple of days, it has been growing quite quickly and doubling days, but we're still in the hundreds. I think it's just about the 1,000 mark. And that's because health officials here tell us that we are about a month behind where the United States is, that the first case that was confirmed here of COVID-19 was in late February, whereas the first case in the United States was late January. So they say we're about a month behind y'all.
Well, and many people in the U.S., experts in the U.S. would say that they wish that the U.S. had started acting sooner than it did. How is the president of Mexico, Lopez Obrador, responding to the crisis now, given that, as you said, you're a month behind the U.S.?
That's a great, great question. And it's something that's being debated heavily here because it wasn't until last Monday, a week ago, that they put into effect the social distancing measures. And they're not mandatory. They're suggested. And you can see the unequal application of it throughout the country. There are some states and cities that are taking it much more seriously than other places, like in the state of Yucatan, which is up in the Caribbean. There, the governor there said if people don't do social distancing, if they are found to be positive with the COVID-19 and are out in the streets or have infected other people, he's talking about a sentence of 3 years in jail, where all in other places, I was out in Mexico City over the weekend riding my bike in one of the biggest parks, our Central Park here, and there were people out in the streets. There were cars everywhere. Down in the historic center where the main administrative office is, and it's beautiful, the historic part of Mexico City. There's artists, performers out there. There's crowds. You see people out, protesters, everything. So it's really a mixed bag of how people are taking the social distancing right now.
Carrie, in his news conference the other day, President Trump said that he wanted to thank the president of Mexico for having done such a great job with respect to the military. Quote, we have 27,000 Mexican soldiers on our southern border and very few people are getting through. I can tell you that. And we've got to keep it that way. That was President Trump talking. How has this crisis impacted the relationship between the U.S. and Mexico?
Well, I think what's interesting right now is where you're seeing this land border that we share and that there are far more cases in the United States than in Mexico. And Mexico has been very hesitant to take any measures to prohibit Americans from coming into Mexico. But as the cases are growing in the United States, Mexico, some cities along the border have been taking stronger measures. But I was just reading in the newspaper this morning that if you look at certain cities across the border, northern Mexican border cities, they aren't taking a lot of measures still guarding against Americans coming in. At one crossing, which is very busy, Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas, there were a few Mexican agents out there that were handing out pamphlets about how to protect yourself from the virus. And so that is something that is upsetting a lot of people in Mexico. They're worried about the importation of more cases from Americans. But, you know, you can still book a flight from the United States to Mexico. Their airports are not closed here.
That is NPR's Carrie Kahn in Mexico City. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome.